storytelling with Karina and Mama. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
It's me again, Karina.
Long time no see, Karina.
Something's never changed.
What is that?
It's one of my favorite songs from Frozen 2. Today we are gonna read a book about meditation.
Oh, that's interesting. I love doing meditation.
Yeah, we already practiced. She likes to do meditation every day in the morning and in the night time. If she need to go to work very early, she doesn't do it. So she come back home and do the meditation after lunch.
Are you just sharing with the listeners that I oftenly skip my meditation because I need to go to work very early?
Yeah.
So never mind. It's not about the amount. It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of it. So now I think you might want to share with your listeners, or especially the kids, what is meditation and what's the benefit of it?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Today I'm reading a book by Katie Marsico.
What's the title?
Meditation. She's also my mindful day. Do you remember the book about Michelle Obama?
Yep.
She's the one who make the Michelle Obama book.
Oh, so you mean this book and Michelle Obama books has the same author?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, now I remember.
In this picture, so
I love this series.
Being mindful. Take a breath. Life is busy. We race between events. Our mind races too. It's hard to focus. When we race, we don't notice the world around us. We ignore our feelings. People meditate to slow down. Meditation is a calming exercise. It helps us become more mindful. We grow aware of our body. We also learn to think clearly. People who meditate don't run from feelings. They pause. They sort through their emotions. People meditate to relax. This helps before a big task. You can meditate. Find a quiet place. Close your eyes. Where is your favorite quiet place?
Are you asking me?
No, the listeners.
You're asking the listeners.
Where is your favorite quiet place
to meditate? Well, maybe I need to answer this one first. I mean, I don't mind sharing mine. My favorite quiet place is actually in my balcony in the morning and in your room at night.
Ooh, yeah. Next, just breathe. Think about your body. How do your lungs and nose feel? How about your ribs and stomach?
So I asked you again for this one. Hmm. You've done meditation before? Have you done any meditation before?
Yeah, only at night time.
Okay. So I want to ask you, do you remember how do your lungs and nose feel when you're doing meditation?
um, 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 um,
Huh? How do your lungs and nose feel at a time when you're doing meditation?
Calm.
Mm-hmm. What else? Anything else?
Not something else.
All right. Okay, carry on.
People chant as they meditate. They repeat the same words. Chanting helps people focus.
Focus.
Focus. You don't need to meditate very long. Make time every day. Even a few minutes helps.
Exactly.
Soon, slowing down will seem easy. Practice being mindful. Prepare to feel a difference.
Yay! I like their last word. Prepare to feel a difference.
Mindful, Mama?
How? Today?
Yeah.
How can I be mindful today? Since today I skipped my morning meditation, perhaps after our recording of this podcast, I would like to do my meditation in the balcony.
Mama, what is chant?
Chant? How do you know what chant?
I heard chant before.
Okay, chant is actually to sing or to speak the same words over and over and over again that gives yourself or at least your teeth in your mouth a vibration.
What is a vibration?
It's like a very quick shake. Repetitive shake.
What do repeat means?
Repetitive is like something that happens again and again and again and again and again repeatedly.
Okay. How about emotions, Mama?
Emotions actually are feelings. Do you have any other question about new words that
ignore
is to give no attention to something. It's the opposite of being focused. And you give your attention to
chant, emotions, feelings, focus.
What is focus? I'm asking you now, what is focus?
To give your attention to...
Exactly, because that's the opposite of... What is it? What's the opposite of focus?
Ignore.
So, do you tend to be focused or do you tend to be ignorant?
Focus.
Okay, and then, but sometimes I find you're losing your focus.
Good.
What do you normally do when you lose your focus?
Doing something that I don't know.
What do you mean? Hey, what happened with you?
I'm too busy this day.
You're too busy this day? Okay, I think you should go back to page 1. Who reminded you to...
Take a breath.
Exactly, because life is
busy.
That sounds like you. I think we need more meditation practice. Okay.
All right, listeners. Now I am going to bed. So I know you're wondering why. I don't do the podcast and record it again and again. So I think
we're trying our best to record our podcast
often. Yeah.
So now, yep, that's it. For today.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're yawning. I think we gotta have a little meditation for our sleeping.
I might self know later. Tomorrow I have a play date.
All right. Good night, listeners.
All right, listeners.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pop. Bye-bye, Pop. Bye-bye, Pop.
Ta-da-da-da-da.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da.